If you actually start looking at the case law, it's simply not that easy. Sometimes there have been situations where plaintiffs and defendants have together gone into a court and asked for a decision, and the court has refused to respond and has claimed to not have jurisdiction. It looked like everything was starting to change in 1997, if you recall, that's when the court issued its Griffin decision. It came 1 year after Gandy, which we've just been talking about, when the court said, you know, besides saying that they would not allow a judgment against, unless there was an actual trial to be used against the insurer, they also made comments about that. To a certain extent, an insurer who is defending or who has made a good faith effort to determine coverage is not going to allow them to be set up by a collusive judgment. Well, what was funny when they said that is because an insurer who did not have a duty to defend could not determine if they were going to have a duty to indemnify. Because at that time, we were still under the Supreme Court's decision in Birch, which said the duty to indemnify was never, ever, ever justiciable prior to the conclusion of an underlying lawsuit. So the next year, the court did change the rule, and they went from the definite rule that did have some problems in Birch that you could never have it determined, to a rule that you could sometimes have it determined and you sometimes couldn't have it determined, and that rule also has problems.